Giant Eagle's plastic blue bags are a common sight in Pittsburgh. You see them curbside on recycling day, being used to pick up dog poop, or sometimes just floating away in the wind. But 90.5 WESA's Kathleen Davis reports the grocery chain plans to step away from these bags and other plastic.
Andy Benchek lives in Mount Washington with his wife, two kids, and dog. He says they try to live as sustainably as possible.
We try to reuse everything. If you look outside, down at the end of the fence, that box with the brick on top, that's compost. So we try to compost everything.
They're vegan, they recycle, and they even make their own toothpaste.
But then there's the plastic bags.
Behind the kitchen trash can, he pulls out a bundle of plastic bags. Benchek says even though he and his wife try to remember their reusable shopping bags every time they go out, sometimes they forget and wind up with plastic bags they don't want. And he isn't alone. In reporting the story, I put out a call on Twitter. How many people have a bag, drawer, or cabinet full of plastic bags? Dozens of people said yes, and many said they don't know what to do with them. Regular Giant Eagle shoppers may soon have far fewer plastic bags to contend with.
We are making a commitment that by 2025, we will be out of single-use plastics across our operations. It's a very ambitious goal, but one that we're really excited to go tackle.
That's Dan Donovan with Giant Eagle. On January 15th, a pilot is starting at the Market District location in Aspinwall. Blue bags will be eliminated from the cashier stations, with paper bags available for a small fee. Reusable bags will be highly encouraged. The company is also planning to eliminate single-use plastics from all of its product lines, from loaves of bread to packs of hot dogs. Other brands will hopefully follow suit, says Donovan.
When you think about some of our, you know, national brand partners who are, by the way, making great strides, but I can't speak to some of their goals and where they'll be in a few years.
Giant Eagle isn't the only grocery chain working to eliminate single-use plastics. Aldi, which doesn't offer single-use plastic grocery bags, plans to make all food packaging reusable, recyclable, or compostable in the next 5 years. Wegmans, which operates along much of the eastern seaboard, has been experimenting with not offering plastic bags ahead of a New York State ban that goes into effect in March. Judith Enck is a former Environmental Protection Agency administrator and the founder of the environmental group Beyond Plastics. She says these changes can't come soon enough because we're essentially turning our oceans into landfills.
It's so bad that conservative estimates are that 9 million metric tons of plastic enter the ocean every year.
Enck says the U.S. has never recycled more than 10% of the plastic that ends up in recycling bins. And China, which historically took much of the U.S.'s plastic for recycling, doesn't want it anymore.
So the best thing we can do as consumers, if we care about public health and the environment, is buy less plastic whenever you have that option.
Giant Eagle has plastic bag recycling bins outside a majority of its stores, says Donovan. He says what goes into those bins, combined with other recycling efforts, amounts to 3 million pounds of plastic recycled every year across Giant Eagle stores.
And we are really thankful that customers work with us to make that possible, but there are 3 million pounds of single-use plastic leaving our stores.
Donovan says he thinks customers will be open to this change. He says a lot of people already bring their own reusable bags to shop. Giant Eagle also plans to make big moves related to carbon emissions and waste across the chain. Details on those will come in the next few months and years. Kathleen Davis, 90.5 WESA News.